Our guest in the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, I think all of us sort of have a touchstone to the great Disney movies of the 50s and before that in the 30s and 40s. And so a remake of Dumbo is coming out. And this is a Disney movie, but it's made by Tim Burton, who is known for kind of being a little bit weird at times.
It's less weird than his usually are.
Is that right?
That's one of the things I noted when he did Alice in Wonderland and its sequel. They were pretty unrecognizable as Lewis Carroll's original art. He did a live action version. This is a live action version, and it's kind of darkly colored overall. It kind of has a sepia tone to it, even though it's in color. But it's after World War I, and it's about this circus that is sort of a down on its heels circus where Dumbo ends up being. But it's there's not anything really too surreal. He usually has some crazy, harsh things that are always worry me about children watching. This is totally appropriate for a family.
And you say it's it is combined live action and animation?
Well, it has to be. Dumbo, really.
Right.
They had to animate him, and I think they animated his mother, who is Jumbo, because I don't know that you could get a real elephant to do all the antics that one and the other ones do.
And of course, the original Dumbo was animated.
Was totally
classic
animated.
Classic Disney animation. Well, I see Michael Keaton is in this, and that's always to me a good sign.
Yeah, he's a villain, but he's smarmy and obnoxious, but you kind of have to laugh at him. He's built this big amusement park called Dreamland, and it's got everything imaginable, and their big thing is that this elephant is really going to fly. People have never didn't know this could happen, and so when they try, they make an act up with Eve Green plays this trapeze artist called Miss Colette, and she and Dumbo have an act together, but there's certain things. Dumbo can't just fly. He's got to have certain triggers to let him do this. And so all kinds of things happen and go wrong and whatever, but it's very family friendly, and these children who miss their mother's gone, and the father comes back from World War One, and he's played by Colin Farrell with a Southern accent. The Irish man does a Southern accent, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. I really expected that I was going to have my objections to Tim Burton putting in some dragons or something, which he does. He did in Alice in Wonderland.
Well, this is on. Dumbo is on in Greenville this weekend, so it's a good opportunity for folks to see it. And so if you enjoyed the original Dumbo, sounds like you probably would enjoy this one. From what Alice is saying, we're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. Now, another new movie coming out this week, Hotel Mumbai, based on a terrorist attack in Mumbai, India, I think in 2008. And this is getting very good notices.
It's like being there. It's an ordeal to go through, but it's a magnificent movie in that it does represent, you feel like you're there, you've witnessed it all, and they have this kind of moment by moment docudrama style. It is, some of the characters are not real, they're amalgam of several people, but it's basically the true story of what happened. And in that, the whole city was under attack, but particularly awful was this attack on this 150-year-old hotel, which is really something so magnificent. And these terrorists who had never even seen toilets before, so that's pretty interesting. They didn't know what those were in this hotel, but they are there to kill the Western pigs, and it's they're dedicated to their beliefs, but they're not educated people, and they don't. That kind of works well for the folks that are trying to hide out in the hotel. And the hotel staff itself, the various members led by the actor Dev Patel plays one of the waiters. They do all kinds of heroic things, and they could get out, but they chose to stay with the people, the guests at the hotel.
One of the reviews says there isn't a single wasted frame in this movie.
It's like as if the director's name is Anthony Morris, and I'm not M-A-R-A-S, and I'm not familiar with him before, but Paul Greengrass is the fellow who did United 93 and so many, many of these movies, just lately one called The 4th of July, July 4th, anyway, which was about a Norway crime spree, killing spree. But this one is like that in that you are there. You went through it all. You feel like you know all the players and you understand what happened. And it's a big compliment for this guy to have followed this cinema verite style where it's just so real.
Yeah, very intense.
Yes.
We're almost out of time, but last week, Us came out, a horror movie. That's getting extremely positive notices. That also is on in Greenville now, so that you... What did you think of that?
I liked it. I didn't like it as much as his, it's Jordan Peele, his first one, Get Out, because I was terrified. I was afraid to walk out in the parking lot after that one. This one has a different kind of fear to it. It's fierce. I call them the fearsome foursome because there's groups that are together that kind of look like zombies, but they turn out to be what are known as doppelgangers. They are identical to like the family that lives in the house, except they're kind of the beat up looking version.
Yeah.
And Lupita Nyong'o is the star, and it's the best thing she's ever done.
Oh. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.